This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Haya wants me to discuss what's happening in Vermont in terms of opening up vaccine based on race. So, I don't know if you've seen the headline, but the Vermont governor, I believe it's Phil Scott, Republican Governor Phil Scott, is opening up coronavirus vaccine eligibility to anybody over 16 years of age who identifies as black, indigenous, or a person of color. And this has now prompted fierce criticism online, according to Fox News, for excluding white people. Now, apparently, Governor Scott had tweeted this on Thursday and said as states gradually open up eligibility of various populations, he says, if you or anyone in your household identifies as black, indigenous, or a person of color, including anyone with Abenaki or other First Nations heritage, all household members who are 16 years or older can sign up to get a vaccine. Now, the website, apparently the state website, discusses BIPOC household-focused clinics in northern and southern Vermont. In the Burlington area, the state offers a vaccination form that specifies eligibility is for BIPOC individuals and members of their household. And the first question asks is, you know, do you identify as black, person of color? Other eligibility categories include people who are 50 years or older, people 16 years or older with high-risk health conditions, English language learners, people in immigrant refugee communities, healthcare personnel, residents of long-term healthcare facilities, people who work in public safety, school staff, childcare workers. The immigrant refugee category similarly offers community-specific clinics. So there's been now a lot of debate as to, you know, if certain groups of people are going to be excluded from something based on their race. Is that racist? Is that constitutional? There's also been issues and debate and controversy over how there had been a big disparity of in terms of people who were sickened by COVID and had more severe sequelae of COVID, and they ended up being in many of the underserved communities, black, Latino. So I had early on identified that this was going to be an issue in terms of giving out the vaccine when we didn't have enough and it started to trickle in. And there's no perfect answer. How it happened was the vaccine came in. We started to get the first batch in December. So they immediately started to give it to healthcare workers. Some healthcare workers are like, nah, I don't want to be a guinea pig. Now, others were saying, look, we have people that are sick, that are, you know, underserved, give them the vaccine. But then others said, but no, then you're going to use them as a guinea pig. So the big question came out originally is who's going to be the guinea pig for the vaccine when there was anaphylactic reactions or possible allergic reactions? And there were some reactions, and there was a lot of controversy in the beginning. But it moved forward, and more vaccine came. More people became enthusiastic about the vaccine. But we got off the narrative of who was going to be a guinea pig once more people got the vaccine. And again, it could have included race, and that could have completely caused a huge uproar. And so when that happened, I had said, look, you know, we don't want anybody accused of making anybody a guinea pig. What I urge and suggest is, you know, maybe we don't have this picking and choosing, or, you know, when the vaccine is available, the vaccine is available. And it's your choice, and who wants to get it can get it, and, you know, have it open up when we have more. The problem with that is we weren't going to have more until months. Like now, we're in April. We finally maybe have enough vaccine to open up for more and more people. But we didn't then. And if we were trying to stave off COVID and we were trying to save lives, they had to give it out immediately. But we're still in this process of picking and choosing who gets to be next to get the vaccine. Now, in my neck of the woods, I don't believe they're using race requirements. I believe it's if you have a medical condition and you're above 16, you could get it by April 5th. Anybody over 16 could get it. So they completely get that out of there. So nobody could say they're, you know that they were passed over based on race or targeted. However, we have issues in terms of where the clinics are located. So in some cities, if there's a couple centers that are doing the vaccine and they're centrally located, but it's easier for one demographic to get there and not so easy for others who might have to take a couple buses, somebody could say that is now being racist and that's being putting people at a disadvantage. So I want to get to the root of it. What I want to do is I want to get to the root as to why, when COVID killed as many people as they did, why there was a huge concentration of disadvantaged people of lower income, people of certain race that were affected. Is it because there weren't enough hospitals in the area? Was it because it was a densely populated area and there wasn't enough medical facilities? Was it because there wasn't access to care? Was it because they ran out? I mean, remember that one guy with Ebola in Texas? They ran out of the Ebola treatment even though it was the first person in America. You know, was it a lack of PPE? Was it a lack of sanitary? Was it maybe the water? Maybe the, and I'm not saying the water, but there's, you know, if people don't have access to, you know, water and soap and things like that and being able to isolate. So I think that needs to be, because we're falling all over ourselves right now with the vaccine, and I think we really probably need to nip in the bud why there was such a disparity in the types of demographics and who got hurt by COVID the most. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, the little drama issue that I had yesterday was I had posted that I was going to be talking on the news about this COVID pill that Ridgeback and Merck has been trialing. I think they're already in stage 2 to 3 clinical trials. And apparently Facebook took it down saying it could cause harm. My post could cause physical harm. And I don't know why. Some of you think it's because, you know, I used the term it was an oral pill, which it is. It is an oral pill. Not sure what's going on with the Facebook censoring department. I hope they don't censor this, because one of the medical headlines is there is an oral medication in the works that might come out soon to be able to be used to treat COVID. So I'm here as a doctor to talk about it. So not sure what's going on with that. But hopefully this doesn't get censored too. So, Ridgeback and Merck have combined forces to make a drug called molnupiravir. Now, this antiviral, the reason why we doctors and public officials are kind of excited about this one is because we have not been able to have an oral form of medication yet to fight COVID. So when you get diagnosed with COVID, you get swabbed. And if it's mild, what does the doctor give you? Nothing. You're like, but I need to do something. I mean, so I stay home for 10 days and what do I do? The CDC guidelines is, well, nothing. Now, some doctors are saying take vitamin C, take D, take zinc. Some doctors might be giving Z-Packs and steroids, but the CDC says, no, it's a virus. We don't have oral treatment for it. If you have mild COVID, take nothing. And the majority of people that have mild COVID, they're fine. They don't take anything. They're fine. If you start to, though, get severe symptoms and you get admitted to the hospital, you might get some monoclonal antibodies. You might get some IV antiviral. You might be on steroids, be put on zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, zithromycin, oxygen, blood thinners so you don't get, or an aspirin so you don't get blood clots. So then full court press. But we don't have something you could take at home if you have COVID. And so Merck has been working on this, and Ridgeback, I think it was Ridgeback first, started working on this as soon, I believe back in January 2020. They were working on this antiviral, I believe for HIV and hepatitis. So when COVID came along, they're like, well, let's study it in COVID. Now, how does this work? So antivirals, there's a variety of different types of antivirals. Antivirals don't work like an antibiotic. An antibiotic, how antibiotics work is they try to kill the bacteria, mess with the cell wall, mess with a whole variety of things. With antivirals, viruses are tricky, and there's too many of them. So what these antivirals do is they try to many times stop or interfere with the replication, or once the virus replicates, interfere with it leaving. So there's ones that kind of prevent the enzymes that help a virus from replicating their DNA. There's others that once the virus is replicated, they're like, all right, we're out of the cell, let's go. It prevents that from happening. And then there's the nucleoside analogs, which is what we think molnupiravir is, where it has a dummy sort of nucleotide, a piece of genetic material that will monkey wrench the virus when it's trying to replicate, making a replicated virus that really can't live or exist because it has the wrong nuclear messaging in there. So the nucleoside analogs work very tricky and are very cool. Now, what makes nucleoside analogs still, why we're very, very humbled and we are very careful with that technology and those types of medications is because we only want it to target the virus. We don't want it to mess with other cells' replication and other cells' DNA and mRNA and things like RNA. So they have to make sure it's not mutagenic. Now, in some studies, some of these medications in other forms had some issues. They're currently studying this one, molnupiravir, to make sure it doesn't have any mutagenic properties. And if it does work, and I think we were supposed to get a data release this week, this earlier week, from Merck on how their phase 2 and phase 3 clinical trials would look at both safety and efficacy on how it affects COVID. If it looks like they have good news and they could prove to the FDA that it's safe, then hopefully the FDA could later give it emergency authorization. Now, some of you are like, well, why is it a big deal with the pill? I really, you know, it's just going to be another medication. It's going to be another pharmaceutical. Well, one of the reasons why we were so screwed when it came to public officials closing down businesses and telling us the schools have to be closed and all that, when people are like, look, you know, the flu kills each year. Why aren't we doing this for the flu? You know, if we're not doing this for the flu, why are we doing it for COVID? And the answer was, well, we have medication for the flu. We have a vaccine for the flu. We don't have that for COVID. They had a point. Well, now we have a vaccine for COVID. We're going to need a pill for the flu. And my thing with this is mild COVID might have issues in the long run. We don't know. But mild COVID, if we could keep it mild, won't put you in the hospital, won't kill you. When we use Tamiflu, the antiviral for flu, if we get it into you within 48 hours, hopefully it prevents severe flu, hopefully it prevents hospitalization, hopefully it limits the course of the flu. And in fact, what I really, really like about Tamiflu is you could give preventative dosing to family members. So if somebody has a flu, and they were swabbed positive for the flu, and they say, look, I got the flu, and I don't want to give it to the whole family, the family could get started on it. But Tamiflu, it's twice a day for 5 days if you're sick with flu. If you're using preventative, it's just once a day for 5 days. Relenza's inhaled. So we have a flu medication. We don't have COVID medication. And I got to tell you, for being almost a year and a half into COVID, you know, being identified fully, you know, and released to the public, letting us know that it exists, I think we're doing a pretty darn good job if we are able to soon have an oral pill. Because I got to tell you, people are frustrated. When they call up the telemedicine company saying, I got COVID, I have to be able to take something. We have antibiotics for MRSA. We have we could treat pneumonia. We could treat flu. We could treat herpes. We could treat hepatitis. Really, we don't have anything. Any of those can't be repurposed for COVID? Well, that's what they're doing. So they're looking at, this drug isn't brand new. It's been around for a while. But they want to see if it could be used to treat COVID. And by treating, will it decrease the viral load? We want to make sure that you don't have that many viral particles. So if we could see that it gets that viral load down, that's a good sign. And if we could see that if somebody has COVID, they don't get hospitalized, that's another good sign. Now, it's tricky because, you know, as less people are getting severe COVID, you know, the population is changing. A lot of us, when we're getting COVID, if we're getting mild COVID, how do we know it was just mild or if it was from the pill? So the study design had to make sure it would include groups of population that would have gotten really, really sick. Because if the average population wouldn't have gotten that sick by COVID, you know, either by a milder strain or whatever, you know, then, you know, how do we know how effective it is? So it does take a while, but it sounds like they have been working on it since last year, which means they would have been able to have patients that they tested this on prior to vaccine. So this could be great. So I think it's a game changer. I think it's exciting. I don't like the color. It's a little brown pill. Having been studying some of these fecal transplant, right, medications, some of them are brown pills where it's freeze-dried feces that some people will swallow. Some is put through an NG tube. So when I saw the little brown Merck pill, like, don't make it brown. If I could give Merck any advice, Merck and Ridgeback, just don't make it brown. But the oral pill should be great. So I opened the show earlier with, I was going to be on News 3 to talk about this. Facebook took down that post saying that apparently the oral medication or the discussion of it can cause physical harm. So I'm not sure why, if there's an issue with Merck, if there's an issue with oral medication. I'm not sure what happened there, because I don't like censorship, especially if we're just trying to explain the news. This is a medical headline, and I'm excited about the news. It's really going to transform the way we could then at home approach COVID. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go ahead.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Unemployment is down to 6% in the United States as vaccine eligibility is expanding and COVID-19 restrictions are loosening in many places. March also saw 916 new jobs added. Texas is making progress to secure the border amid a surge of illegal immigration. Nearly 600 arrests have been made in the last 30 days. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott touting his plan to secure the border.
Operation Lone Star was launched for the purpose of filling the gaps that are left open as Border Patrol officers are busy, occupied with detaining the large number of people who are coming across the border. And when Border Patrol officers are occupied with those detentions, it leaves wide swaths of sectors open.
This is USA Radio News. The Major League Baseball season is underway. The Dodgers opened defense of their World Series title with an 8-5 loss to the Rockies. The defending AL champion Tampa Bay Rays blanked the Marlins 1-0. A state is taking action against big tech.
The Texas Senate has passed a bill forbidding social media companies with at least 100 million users from blocking, banning, demonetizing, or discriminating against any of their users due to political views. Senate Bill 12 was sponsored by Republican State Senator Brian Hughes.
We all have to acknowledge these social media companies are the new town square, and a small group of people in San Francisco can't dictate free speech for the rest of us. It needs to be an open exchange of ideas.
The bill would apply to Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms. It would require companies to, among other things, create an appeals process. The bill now moves on to the State House. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there was a video of two young girls. It was really hard to tell. They looked like toddlers. Were dropped on the American side of a U.S.-Mexican border wall and then abandoned by smugglers. You could see the smugglers run away. And the two kids, after they were thrown to the ground, I forget how tall the wall was, 18 feet. It sounds like the kids are fine, that the kids are okay, because I know many of you have asked, do we know if the kids are okay after they, you know, survived that fall or being kind of thrown over the wall. So apparently they were sisters from Ecuador, and they are doing fine. And according to El Paso Border Patrol Sector Chief Gloria Chavez, she said they were so resilient. She said, I was really horrified and appalled and worried when I first saw the images come through from my staff. She had told Neil Cavuto, she said, when I saw that first child drop to the ground and then not see her move for a few seconds, I honestly thought this child just probably hit her head and is unconscious. And then I see the second child and immediately, obviously within a few minutes, responded to that area to rescue them. Now, Chavez is a Border Patrol agent who released a video showing what she said were two smugglers scaling, it was a 14-foot fence, I apologize, 14 feet, dropping each child to the ground along with what appeared to be some belongings. Yeah, it looked like they like threw a backpack or something. And then they retreated back to the Mexican side of the fence. And Chavez said the girls were 5 and 2, and they were left in the middle of the New Mexico desert, miles from the nearest residence. They were only picked up thanks to the vigilance of our agents using mobile technology. And this happened at night. And you wonder, you know, you think, okay, you know, are the kids coming with families? Are the, how are these kids? It's, yeah, and we're going to talk about what some of the situations might be occurring such that you have two young kids traveling by themselves. But Chavez had said, when I visited with these little girls, they were so loving, so talkative. Some of them were asking the names of all the agents that were around them, and they even said they were a little hungry. So I helped them peel a banana and open a juice box and just talk to them. You know, children are just so resilient that I'm so grateful they were not severely injured, have broken limbs, or anything like that. So she said the authorities had not previously seen, quote, ruthless smugglers drop off unaccompanied child migrants in remote areas outside of El Paso. She says, I've been doing this for 25 years now. I don't know exactly the tactics of these people. For them, it's just a profit. So when we see an image like that, she said, that raises my alert and my worry that they may continue to try these tactics further out in the desert area, like Lordsburg, New Mexico, or Fort Hancock, Texas, where it's not urban and it's very remote. It's very rural. And the logistics and the challenges that exist for Border Patrol agents to get to those locations are quite high. Which means these little kids, 5 and 2, that could be eaten by coyotes or bitten by snakes or scorpions or spiders or dehydrated, abandoned in a desert across the border. It's mind-boggling. And again, if it's, you know, I lived in Arizona, and it's miles and miles and miles of desert. Okay, you don't have a, it's not sprawled out city and coastline like, you know, L.A. pretty much, you know, SoCal. It's just coast to coast. There's, you know, houses and there's people all, I mean, it's just all the way down. And yeah, there's some areas, you know, as you get to Northern California or middle where there's less populated areas of the beach. But desert, if there's no city there, then there's no road. And then if there's no road, how do you know and how do you just, you know, you would have to use heat sensors or this infrared or whatever they did to be able to pick up that there were two bodies. You see the two kids after they were thrown over. You see the two grown-ups who did it run from the wall, like after they did their job. And you see the two kids look at each other like, what do we do now? Oh, it's just frightening. Thank God they found these kids. So Chavez said that the girls didn't make it to the border just by walking or taking a ride. She said this was a coordinated effort all the way up to our border, right up to the smugglers operating that area, and then paying, either the families pay a fee or relatives pay a fee. They said if you saw that in a video, there was a third item that's thrown over the barrier, and that was a bag. In that bag, there was a phone, there was a phone number, and their passports. And we were able, through intelligence and the agents working on the case, to make contact with the mother who resides in New York. So that connection has been made, and we continue with the investigation because we want to get these guys so that they don't do this to another accompanied minor on the border. So many people have questions. Okay, why is the mom in America and the kids traveling by themselves from Mexico to America? Were they abducted and ransomed? And then did the parent have to pay for somebody to bring the kids back? you know, is it like what we saw during Holocaust times, where people would give their babies to Christian strangers just to make sure that baby wouldn't get killed by the Nazis, and just take the baby? The baby has more of a chance with you to live than where I'm going. Is it that's what's happening down there? Where parents are, look, just kids go. You are safer going with a smuggler, a complete stranger, to get to the United States than you are living here? Is it that the cartel needs decoys, needs border agents so overwhelmed and so spread thin that they are threatening families if they don't give the kids over and let them use the kids for this? I don't know. Again, this is an odd case because the mom is in New York. Why is the mom in New York not with her kids? And why are the kids having to be thrown over a wall in New Mexico? Why were the kids in Mexico? So I'm not sure what's happening in that situation. Unless, like I said, were the kids abducted? Was mom traveling and with the family, and the kids were kidnapped? So she moved forward, went to America for help, and said, look, somebody took my kids on the way up from Mexico here, help. I don't know what the situation is. It just is mind-boggling to us because, you know, families travel together, families want to be together. And then you have these smugglers, you have people, they tried to drop them slowly. I mean, it wasn't that they catapulted them over. It looked like they wanted the kids to survive. And it also looks like they wanted the kids to be found, but they had to use an area of the border that didn't have border agents. So if you want these kids to be found, why not take them then to a more populated place? Because they don't want to get caught. Why don't they want to get caught? Is it because it's a trafficking ring? Is it because it's a drug ring? Is it because these smugglers are making a lot of money saying, look, I'll get you to America. I know how to do it. I can make money. I could get you there. We know a spot. Give us money and we'll do it. And they got a business. So there's obviously a lot of concern about how America is now approaching the border policy. I mean, if I was president, and, you know, I'm not, I would be, you know, rather than all this money that they're spending, you know, on plugging oil wells and electric outlets and things like that, I would be giving Border Patrol anything they need, recruiting as many people as possible, and try to secure the borders and be there for these kids that are being thrown over. It's heartbreaking. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I had put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. A car has rammed a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol, injuring 2 Capitol police officers. It led to the driver being shot, according to 2 law enforcement officials told the Associated Press. One officer is currently in serious condition. The driver is in critical condition. Capitol Police say the crash happened at a checkpoint near the Capitol. Now, Washington still is on edge, you know, after the insurrectionists. We have a wall surrounding the Capitol. We don't have a wall on the border, but we do have a wall surrounding the Capitol. And people have been on guard and expecting at any time there to be an insurgence or, you know, a revolt that could unfortunately happen and recreate the events that happened or replicate the events that happened on January 6th. So there's checkpoints, there's barriers. But Capitol Police said somebody rammed a vehicle into two USCP officers. Suspect has been taken into custody. Law enforcement officials told the AP that the suspect was shot, was taken to the hospital in critical condition. One of the other officers was injured, was taken by police car to the hospital. The other was being transported by emergency medical crews. Couldn't really comment more on what happened, but the whole Capitol complex is placed on lockdown. Wasn't the Capitol evacuated for a possible bomb? Wasn't there a possible explosive device? I'm not sure what happened there. That was a couple days ago. So fencing that prevented vehicular traffic near that area was recently removed as the Capitol started to slowly open up. So the U.S. Capitol complex back on lockdown. And staff were told they could not enter or exit the buildings. So this is something that we're starting to see more of. One of you had asked, you know, why are we seeing more shootings? Why are we seeing more, you know, violence? I mean, maybe the violence was always there. It might not have been covered as much during the pandemic. Or is it because now, you know, people find opportunity? But more and more we're seeing people are using their car as a weapon. And it's frustrating for me. There's going to be a big, big push for there to be limitations on automatic weapons, and you could debate if that's a good idea or a bad idea. That's not for us to debate right now. But there's going to be more and more calls for various gun control measures. Some lax, some very strict. And the Second Amendment is going to be called into question depending on how strict some of those measures are. But I see that the violence is going to persist no matter what. And I don't like somebody having a automatic rifle. I'm not sure what the man used in the Orange shooting yesterday or the other day when he killed a bunch of family members and locked them up within an office. He knew who they were. And this is at 5:30 in Orange, California. But we are seeing more and more people decide to take their car to kill people. Now, with the car, it depends on the crime somebody's committing as well. We had spoken about how we need to get into the minds of these crazy people that do mass shootings and do become mass murderers. It's very difficult because we can't think like they do because they're crazy and we're using logic. So we can't fathom why somebody would want to run their car into two officers that are just standing there doing their job. Makes no sense. So, and it's not going to make sense because you don't have mental illness and the person who did that does. But many times when somebody is mass shoot, like Adam Lanza and the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting, why did you do that? What was your reasoning? Why? You know, and some of these people who make it through, you know, who don't die on the scene, don't kill themselves or get shot and don't die. Some of them might say, they might not say anything, or they might say I was on a mission, or, you know, God told me to do it, or, you know, they'll have, and, you know, I don't know if we've actually studied it to the degree where we see patterns. We think we might see patterns. Some of them are loners. Some of them were wronged. You know, hell hath no fury, you know, like a partner scorned. You know, there's, I know, it's a woman scorned, but still. But, there are some patterns. But one thing that I would probably say might be a pattern is when it's targeted to somebody, where it's a specific person or group of people, I might notice guns more involved. When it's random, I just want to kill people. I just want to take as many people down. It's a car, or like in the World Trade Center bombing, or you know, it's an airplane. the randomness, which means that it's a different psychological makeup. There's a different motive for the killing. They're all horrible. They're, everybody involved, you know, anybody decided to do that is still insane. But this person, this orange, let me see if we have the type of weapon. It looks like he's using a handgun. They're saying the gunman in Orange, California, who killed a kid and three adults, they said he knew who his victims were. He knew the office park. He knew how to trap them. He actually locked the gates to the complex with bike cables. He slipped inside. He had a backpack slung over his shoulder. He had a gun in his hand. The gun looks like a handgun. I can't tell. I don't know if they're saying what type of weapon. It was a semi-automatic handgun. There we go. So it was a semi-automatic handgun. He had a backpack with pepper spray, handcuffs, ammunition, handcuffs. Now, the suspect had been living in a motel room in Anaheim, arrived at the business in a rental car. A photo released by authorities show a man entering the business dressed in black and gray with sunglasses, a baseball hat, a black bandana covering his face. He had a backpack on his left shoulder and a gun in his right hand. So two officers discharged their weapons, and he was shot, I believe, in the leg, and he was taken to the hospital. But, so, you know, when you start to look at this, okay, well, somebody knows the Roanoke shooting of the disgruntled employee who got fired and then went and hunted down a reporter and a photog, a cameraman, during a live interview and shot them. Those are people that are choosing their target. They know their target. They're studying their target. They have a plan. That's different than somebody coming in going, I'm just going to randomly shoot at a Walmart. Or I'm going to take my car and just ram people. So these are clues and a psychologist, and I'm not a psychologist. I've had a lot of psychological training as a doctor, but you know, we want to, whenever we hear these things, we want to prevent the next car plowing of innocent people or the next mass shooting or the next school shooting. Many of these school shootings are kids that went to that school. They knew their victims. There was a focal source, somebody egging them on, somebody they could obsess about and plan revenge. You know, many people as a coping tool will think of bad things that happen. I've heard of this with people going through a divorce. They go, oh man, you know what? I got through the divorce because I just kept imagining her, you know, burn up in a fire or, you know, her car flips on a highway. I'm like, you know, I mean, you know, some people, well, they might joke about it, but there are other people that take that to the next level where they cope by obsessing on the death or the destruction or the injury or the harm to one person. So you identify who these people are before they do it. I don't know how, but they're different crimes and they're different psychological makeups. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.